positive enlightenment. All you need in one place, here at HRNradio.com.
Well, good morning. You're listening to Guiding Stars Evolutionary Astrology Radio. This is your host, Kristen Fontana. Guiding Stars is an interactive, soul-centered astrology talk show using the symbolic language of evolutionary astrology to enlighten and empower you on this journey. If you've missed any prior broadcasts, there's an archive here at Healthy Life, and that archive button is next to the Listen Live button that you clicked on to hear this show. Also, if you have any comments or suggestions, we do want to know about it, and you can email me through my website at kristenfontana.com. Before we get started, if you're a new listener, we want you to know that there's a website for you to learn more about evolutionary astrology. The website is schoolofevolutionaryastrology.com. And within the website, there's a wonderful learning forum. It's a message board where you can post questions in EA or participate in ongoing practice threads. And currently, we are working on a thread on the subject of skip steps, and there's been a lot discussed and shared already, so we invite you there to learn or to participate. Also, if you're interested in becoming a more serious student and want to get certified in evolutionary astrology, we do have a correspondence course, which is a series of 27 DVDs that comes in three segments, nine per segment, about approximately. And it is, allows you to, obviously, like I said, get certified, but you don't have to turn in the homework to get a hold of this information if this is something that you feel like would benefit you, and it's worth its weight in gold and then some, I can assure you. But it was the original course taught by the founder, Jeff Green, and there's more information about that on the website. That original course was back in the 90s. So also, we have, typically we have Rose Marcus with us the very last Wednesday of the month, but because of the holidays, we are gathering today a week early, and we will replay this show next week to prepare you for the new year. And today's show is on the New Year's trends, and I'd like to welcome Rose back to Guiding Stars. Welcome back.
Thank you, thank you.
So anything you'd like to announce as well, Rose, before we get going?
No, we're working our way to Christmas Day and Hanukkah, which is on the same day, and just want to wish everyone the very best for the holidays, and peace and comfort, and that you find your inner light.
Wonderful. So, we talked a little bit about it last month. The transits are nice on that day.
The
25th. We can talk more about that when you're ready, but
we are recording this early, so for those who are listening, it is the winter solstice has just happened, and we're on the upswing. And I was thinking about that. I think it's traditional for me. I do suffer from depression as well, too, and certainly it is a difficult time of the year for many of us. And when the winter solstice happens, of course, it is the shortest and darkest day of the year for us in the Northern Hemisphere, but I always remind myself that we're on the way back up, so let there be light. And I always think that the lead-in or the, looking forward, it is when we project forward, then we get to get really caught up in all those emotions and so forth. But as we move forward, you realize that the holidays aren't quite so bad, and that you aren't as hard done in as you think you are. And we get to work our way through something, and I think that for the most part we find that we come out the other side quite okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas Day, the Venus position, Venus is in the sign of Aquarius, and it's forming a lovely aspect to trine to Jupiter, a sextile to Uranus and Saturn. So I think that that bodes very, very well for reconciling with yourself, and if you are alone, feeling okay about being with you, and if you are sharing with others, I think it's a very, very nice time for sharing and caring and joining together. And right now, as we get to that, just a couple of days before December, that's usually when everybody's panicking about the last minute everything's And the 23rd and 24th are looking pretty smooth from what I can see here as well, too. So if there's some tension today and tomorrow, just a preliminary, I think you'll feel that switch just a day or two before. On the 24th of December, we have Saturn and Uranus in trine, and that's the first of a triple alignment that that will be with us throughout 2017. So December 24, May 18, and November 11 are the exact alignments of Saturn in Sagittarius, trine Uranus in Aries. And that aspect is going to be with us throughout 2017. At the end of 2017, those two planets will start to pull apart, but then they'll come back again, being close in May of 2018. And I think I talked about this in the last show as well, too, from 2014 to 2016. We have had Saturn and Sagittarius squaring Neptune and Pisces. And of course, Neptune is one of our future planets right now because it is the ruler of the south node. So wherever Neptune goes, first of all, it's in its own sign. That makes it a very potent influence. And then secondarily, it is the ruler of that south node. And they just recently have gone new phase, Neptune and the south node, one half of that karmic axis. So we're already orienting to, you know, moving in a new direction with sourcing from within, from tapping, resourcing ourselves, resourcing our own emotions, but also tapping into the potentials that are ripe and ready for this next stage. Neptune and Saturn, of course, these past couple of years, a lot of people have been experiencing loss. A lot of people have been experiencing confusion, real sense of uncertainty about how to build, you know, what's shaping up and how to work with the reality as is. That's been a very difficult passage of time for all of us. And even, I think, really difficult in the idea of relinquishing or surrendering to a process. You know, when we have Saturn, we always want to control. We have Pluto in Capricorn, we want to control. And the Saturn-Neptune transit that has been with us over the past couple of years have not allowed for us to gain the control that would make us feel more secure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it has been a difficult journey. The switch from Saturn now moving away from that square to Neptune and trining Uranus, I think that this will accelerate the process and, again, bring us into some kind of new energy pattern. You know, Uranus is... you know, it is the energy of creativity, and the energy of creativity is always alive. Uranus in Aries is an alive influence, and that can, you know, that is vibrant energy that we can tap into at any given moment. But we have to first kind of be in the flow of it in order to maximize on that creative opportunity or on that energy, that life force. So, it is there, and we have to remind ourselves that it is there. I think, again, I was talking about depression on my Facebook page last night. When we're in depression, we think of ourselves as being in stop mode. And Uranus, in trine to that Saturn, that's not stop mode, that's go mode for sure. You know, Uranus in Aries is always in motion, it's always alive, it's experiential. And Saturn is a process, so, you know, it is the process of moving through an experiential chapter. And as we do, these two planets are going to, awaken us and energize us in a way that you will be able to entertain possibilities and avenues for yourself that you might not have been able to envision as up to quite recently. So at any moment, I think that's the thing, it's kind of a statement when you're depressed, at any moment anything can happen. And I was in my thoughts on depression, I was thinking, you know, rather than saying I'm stuck, you might want to say I'm waiting for opportunity to present itself. And along with the waiting, that is part of the process of being in depression, it is also necessary to take some action. So Uranus in Aries is going to stimulate some action. And so that's kind of an important point to make about this particular transit. As we move...
Hey, Rose, I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was just noticing that, if this is relevant, because when we talk about degrees of planets, you know, Uranus and Saturn at 20 degrees, Jupiter and Venus are also going to reach 20 degrees, making a trine on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I find that interesting that four planets are at that degree mark.
Yes.
Both being paired up in a trine. Do you know the significance of the 20 degree?
I don't. I can't really say that that I feel any significance to it, except that it is the last decan of any sign.
Yeah, the last. You're entering the third.
Yeah,
stage.
You're entering the third piece of that.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Saturn in Sagittarius, entering the last decan, is Leo-based. Uranus said that last decan is Sagittarian-based, and Jupiter at that last decan then will be Gemini-based. Right, and that's a lot of information for those who need to juggle a lot in there. But the point of that transit is that it's a lovely energy. I think you will feel that kind of planetary shift with these transits taking place on the 29th of December. Uranus will station direct. And so we're already picking up some energy. Uranus has been retrograde for 5 months. And so if you haven't been able to light that inner fire, that inner pilot light, if you haven't been able to, you know, kind of source the, you know, hit the target for yourself in terms of, you know, being able to, tap into better creativity to get yourself out of the hole or out of the the void, then this Uranus piece turning direct, setting itself up in the week before with trine to Saturn, I think you'll find that things are going to start to move forward quite quickly. On the 24th, we have Saturn trine Uranus. And on the 26th, we have Jupiter in opposition to Uranus. So as I wrote in my December column, I think that it's been a long build-up to get to Christmas Day. But I think immediately after Christmas Day, you know, December 26th, Boxing Day here in Canada, it will be a sense of hitting the ground running. The stars are quite active in the week just after Christmas, starting on the 26th forward. So I don't think we're going to be sitting around too long. And I don't know about anyone else out there. Are you Kristen or Jay? You know, I have this feeling I can hardly wait to get to 2017. Don't you agree?
Yeah, but there's also this feeling of
foreboding.
What will it bring because of the political climate being so what it is?
It is. Going into 2017 with Donald Trump taking over the helm here, I'm sure that there is a huge blanket of depression that's riding over top of most of the USA right now, and perhaps the rest of the world because of it. As we've talked about in other shows and so on, the best thing that you can do always is to show up for yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
To make the most of what you have to work with in any given moment. So if you can be a positive contributor in your own life, then the ripple effect will eventually get there. Yeah?
Definitely. I mean, of course, you're not going to just wave the white flag. anything that you can do to keep yourself stable, to help another, I mean, of course, all of that kind of energy will go far in the coming period of time. And, you know, I do feel like we're in store for quite a wake-up call here. Pluto, transiting Pluto, is conjunct its own south node. It's conjunct the south node of the US, of the Pluto in the U.S. chart, and so in Capricorn. So it appears we've gone back to the, deeper into the patriarchal trenches than ever, I should say, but we can be assured and know with unshakable certainty that transiting Pluto will have a way of bringing everything ultimately to an end at some point, you know. So it's just about riding the storm and doing what you can to stay in your center and, you know, do what you can to connect with the community and any way that you feel you can feel supported and support others at this time.
Well,
there's just collectively there's been such a intense shift, and I think, you know, a lot of other countries are now, it seems that the people that are coming into power are there's a pattern going on, I'll say that. So,
well, it is a time of amassing, right? You know, and the energy is developing, and it is densifying, or it's working towards a saturation point. And again, you know, the idea with Pluto in Capricorn and aspecting its south node, and, you know, relative to the USA chart and all these kinds of things, you know, Capricorn is the archetype of time, you know, and time is fairly limited, and it is quite precious. And again, I always say that, you know, you have chosen this point in time on the planet to show up, you know, that you have chosen to bear witness to what is occurring out there in the world. And your contribution is more significant now, more crucial now than ever. And again, I say that, you know, do what you can as you can. You may not be able to fight the system in the way that, I mean, it just boggles my mind that the Electoral College vote, carried on the way it did, and I understand that, you know, that there's party politics and, you know, there's all that kind of stuff, but I think that it was a last opportunity for the government in the U.S. to really listen to the people, we're voicing their concerns. I mean, as I say that, I know that there's a lot of people going to jump over me thinking that, what's happened is correct. But in any case, it is really important that if you are in limited capacity, you still have something that you can do. I really think that it's really important for us to sometimes turn off the news and to stop looking at all these things that are really chipping away at us, and to try to pull back and to find that inner source that is going to allow you to maximize on your own personal life, on the relationships in your life, and to be able to provide yourself with the security and peace and opportunity that is available to you. That's a very, very important thing. One thing about the Saturn-Neptune cycle that has just ended, we are being able to pick up that Uranus piece of it, which is suggesting that there is an avenue or there is an opportunity for you on a personal note. But we also will be, that Saturn-Neptune aspect is being extended over this coming year, because we will now have Saturn squaring Chiron in Pisces, and that's also 20 degrees. Again, when you have Chiron, that, and in Pisces, this is it's an archetype of exposure. Pisces is an archetype of exposure. Saturn is about control and boundaries, and when you have that Saturn Chiron, what the reality, the collective reality, permeates everything. So you can't get away from it. You know, it's like, you know, we all breathe the same air. We all drink the same water. You know, we all live with the, you know, with the same collective vibration right now. So. So you are part of it, and you are exposed to it, and you won't be able to get away from, you know, whatever the evolving force is that is occurring right now. But again, we have the light and the dark forces, right? So again, rather than try to, sandbag against the dark forces, it is to really build up the light as much as possible, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we need to move to a break. We'll have more to say about what's ahead at the end of this year, moving into 2017. Right after that, we'll be right back.
Uplifting Talk, HealthyLife.net.
All right, we are back. I'm here with Rose Marcus, and we are looking at some of the trends and transits that we're swimming through, living through, experiencing all together, and how to best take advantage of what's available right now. Pass it back to you.
Absolutely. And we have just started Mercury retrograde, so
mm-hmm.
That's one thing.
Read my mind. You read my mind.
That's one thing to mention. So Mercury retrograde goes just started on the 19th of December, and it goes to the 8th of January, and it is starts in the sign of Capricorn, and it will back into Sagittarius on the 4th of January. And return to Capricorn on the full moon of the 12th of January. And it is very close to Pluto. It was very close to Pluto when it turned retrograde, and it doesn't get to Pluto again until the end of January, till the 29th. So I think that Mercury retrograde is kind of appropriate for the holidays. You know, it's a time to kind of stop the outer world stuff and to go inward. Mercury and Capricorn. Mercury retrograde is always kind of a looking back time frame, and of course during the holidays we always do that. It's a time to reprioritize, and I think a mix of the traditional and non-traditional is the way to play it for this year. But to really kind of pull back, from all the outside pressures, and to, again, the holidays are about remembering what is truly important to you. You agree there, Kristen?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah.
There's such, obviously, for the winter solstice today, a big time for reflection and renewal, knowing that more light, as you said, is by the day we'll be experiencing more light, which is just a reminder of hopefully also with the retrograde, just being able to reaccess the light within you, but also the time to reflect upon this past year, the time years gone by. Capricorn is so much about time, and it's important to go back to put certain things in place to perhaps see how you've grown or evolved, and to stay real. I think really is about getting real and not avoiding any necessary inner work that might need to be done. But I like the timing of it only because, as well as we're coming into a new year, there'll be more information, gained and gleaned, maybe more understanding of how to put certain plans in place for your life and how to now structure your time based on really where your life has come to this point, and to make necessary changes. With Saturn being the ruler of Capricorn now trining Uranus, you can make the changes that you need to break out of old patterns and old themes, in some cases old commitments that may have run their course, and to get ready to partner in the energy in order to manifest something new that, like you said, Rose, when you're talking about Uranus and Aries being so much about stimulating change, and so to trine Saturn and Sag, it comes down to aligning with what feels true and honest for you at this time. So, the retrograde Mercury, not a surprise right now with everything else that's going on. In a way, you may want to do something fast and right away, but the retrograde will keep you at a slower pace to make sure that you don't skip any steps or take on something too quickly when it's not quite ready. So
absolutely, yeah. You know, it is about putting more attention to what the plan is for the future, and that Saturn in Sagittarius, you know, taking the future more seriously in terms of, you know, how, you know, what direction do you want to go in? And again, as you said a bit earlier, it's about looking at that honestly. And, you know, I was just thinking here that maybe that Saturn Chiron square that we have is kind of realizing, you know, the futility in being in any kind of state of denial, and it is about perhaps to a certain extent you have no choice but, and you know that's at Saturn Chiron, you have no choice but if you are on kind of a losing track. But Saturn Uranus says, well, you know, if you will recognize that some of your struggle is futile, and to just allow, you can allow the Saturn Uranus to pick up pick up the slack, pick up the energy, introduce something new to you that that can help you to move forward. You know, Chiron is really quite poignant in terms of its sense of fatedness. You know, while something is being removed, something is being added, you know, and it may not be shaping up quite the way you expected or the way you thought would be easiest or best for you, but if you look around and you see what there is for you, then that could be the ticket. It may not quite be what you expect, but it could be something that is absolutely, you know, designed for you. And that's the important piece of that, more trust, you know, more allowing. And, you know, whenever you struggle, all you do is work harder, you know. And
right.
When you allow, that's when you end up in flow. And so I always say, I've said this before, it's like being in the middle of the ocean in a rowboat without any oars. And if you simply allow, that ocean is going to take you to the right shoreline. That's kind of what these transits are about, and, you know, Chiron square Saturn, or Saturn square Chiron, and Saturn trine Uranus. So maybe if you kind of envision it that way and you allow, something always shows up, you know, something always shows up that bridges for you, that helps you to get to the next thing. And to begin with, it might be, you know, something that feels precarious, but the further you go along, the more it can establish some continuity for you, the more it can grow, the more it can show its value and worth to you. So these transits look pretty, I think they look pretty positive from that end of things. And as we move through December, as I said, that Jupiter-Uranus on the 26th, you know, that that's adding to or getting the momentum going, building up for Uranus turning direct on the 29th. But on the 28th of December, we have Mercury retrograde teamed with the Sun. It is a new moon in Capricorn. So, again, really positive moving forward for the last week of December. So if you can't come up with any ideas for yourself, or you can't get yourself motivated, or you can't pull yourself out of a rut, know that the stars at the end of the month are energizing, and when the Sun and Mercury retrograde conjunct, it is a consciousness raising. It's some kind of message that comes in, or some kind of thought, or some kind of you know, conversation that you might have, or something that you see that goes pop, and you can take the ball and run with it from there. And as we come up to the end of the month, just reminding everybody that on the 31st, ringing in the new year, we have Mars and Neptune conjunct. And that's really great if you if you like to spend New Year's Eve in spiritual observance, you know, something along that line. The moon's in Aquarius that day, so You could share or get together with friends or so on. But Mars and Neptune is also a statement about watching your vices. So if you do drink or indulge, make sure that you don't get behind the wheel and watch for other people. Know that you will be more susceptible on that day to such matters, and know your limits, play within it.
Yeah. Definitely. So, sorry, I just you dropped off, so that last thought.
Oh, I think we're on our way to a break.
Yeah, we're on our way to a break. Yeah, I heard that bell, that ring. So we are going to move to break, and we have a couple more segments to offer more insights for the new year, for the transits that are occurring for you, to help support you through this time and motivate you to make the very best of the energy at hand. There's a tremendous amount available now, so we'll be right back with Rose Marcus.
Uplifting Talk, HealthyLife.net.
All right, we are back. I'm here with Rose Marcus looking at the trends for 2017 and the energy leading us into the new year. So,
yeah, so again, we have Mercury retrograde until the 8th of January. So in the first couple of days, like, I actually really like the transits that are happening from, you know, like the 30th through the 3rd of January. Moon's in Pisces on the 1st and 2nd, and Venus goes into Pisces on the 2nd. But by the 4th, we have Mercury moving into Sagittarius, well, backtracking into Sagittarius, and we have the Moon moves into Aries. So the first couple of days of January, I think, are for easing your way into it. And then I think we'll see that the energy is picking up from the 4th and 5th of January. On the 6th, we have Sun conjunct Pluto. And on the 8th, we have the end of Mercury retrograde. On the 10th, we have Sun-Uranus in square, and on the 13th, we have a full moon in Cancer. So I do feel that the energy will pick up, as I said, from about the 4th of January and into that that week of the 8th of January. I think, you know, there'll be a lot of action going on and moving forward throughout the month. By the time we get to the end of January, we'll have on the 27th, which is the new moon in Aquarius, and Chinese New Year starts early this year. It starts on the 28th of January, but on the 27th we have Mars moving into Aries, and we have Venus moving into Aries on the 3rd of February. So you know, it might be again a little bit thick or a little bit slower. We're still on that backtrack, or, you know, again, Mercury retrograde. You know, you want to go, but you might feel that you're that it's not quite the right time. By the time that Mercury goes direct, you know, we're hitting it. But the last half of January is really when we should be going. And just in terms of looking at the overview for the year, with Mars in Aries and Venus in Aries, we have February is being kind of a go month, and in February we will have two eclipses as well, too, one on the 9th, which is a lunar eclipse, and a solar eclipse on the 26th. So from the end of January through February and into the beginning of March, this is an action-taking time frame. So if you are right now with that Mercury retrograde, you know, reassessing what your priorities are, again, you know, if you can put it into action by the end of January into February, you're working with, you know, good facilitating supportive stars. As we go into March, and this is just giving you the overview for the year, we will have Venus retrograde. And Venus retrograde will be in the sign of Aries. Venus retrograde is a transit that takes place once every 18 months. In 2016, we had Mars retrograde. In 2017, we have Venus retrograde. And Venus retrograde, again, is a reassessment on me. And, you know, again, getting back in touch with yourself and, again, you know, firing it up on the inside. So that Venus retrograde will be from the beginning of March, from March March 4th until April 15th. Venus will back into the sign of Pisces in the month of April, and by the end of April, it will return to the sign of Aries, and moving along in Aries through the month of May. And so it's going to get, it'll be by the middle of May that Venus will finally regain the degree that it turned retrograde back there in March. And we still have a little bit further to go until Venus ends up squaring Pluto, which it will do by the end of June. So our action time frames for the first half of the year are the second half of January into February. Venus retrograde always kind of pulls us back a little bit. Once Venus finishes retrograde, or before, I should say, Venus finishes retrograde, we will have another Mercury retrograde cycle. So that's going to extend the retrograde patterns. And that will be in the month of April from the 9th through until about May, May 3rd, I think it is. Yeah, May 3rd for Mercury retrograde. So plan on March, April, and the start of May for an intensification or a heating up of energy for a regroup. Venus retrograde always allows for a greater degree of separation, you know, and again, this transit is about isolating it so that you can see it better, so that you can grab it better. And then from May and June forward, again, is another time frame to be on go, or another time frame to push it and to see how far you can get. Mm-hmm. When we come to August, we will have eclipses again, and we have quite an important eclipse. We have a lunar eclipse on the 7th of August, and on the 21st, we have a total solar eclipse, so that's the most potent and most powerful one of the year. It is at 28...
What day is that?
The 21st of August. Mm-hmm. It is at 28:53 Leo, and we round that up to 29 Leo. So if you have anything at 29 degrees Leo, like Pluto in Leo, that's a big time frame for you. And what's important about that eclipse that I mentioned in previous columns is that this will be a total eclipse, and it will completely go through the middle of the USA. So very relevant to your country, and I think that that is Donald Trump's ascendant. It's his progressed sun position. It's very close to his Mars. You know, this eclipse is one reason why he was elected, and we shall see what he has going for him at that point in time. Those are kind of the keys of the year in terms of the planetary influences. We have several patterns that are arcing over the year. I mentioned this already. We have Jupiter, which is in the sign of Libra. It's a one-year transit. You know, Jupiter in Libra, Jupiter increases whatever it touches. It's in the sign of Libra. So, of course, it is emphasizing social context, the social trends, the economic divides, and moral things. You know, it's all about the popular opinions and trends, the social majority, the peer pressure. You know, it's all those kinds of things. It's exactly what we've been seeing. And as Jupiter goes through Libra, we're from 2012 or like 2011 through this year, we've been dealing with that Pluto-Uranus square that has been so very potent and, as I said, swinging its wrecking ball on a reality, really accelerating radical evolution for all of us. And Uranus and Pluto are now, kind of loosening their stronghold, but Jupiter in Libra is making aspects to both of those planets, which extends the nature of that Uranus-Pluto square through 2017 as well, too. So we've still got breaking new ground, breaking new ground, breaking new ground, and still so much coming at us all at once. Every level is being hit. I did hear the call for a break, so perhaps we'll stop and come back after.
Great. We'll be right back for more right after this.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
All right, we are back. I'm here with Rose Marcus. We got our last segment here to prepare you for the new year. And by the way, of course, all these things that she's sharing for next year, we'll be meeting once a month again to go into further detail on those. So you're just getting a little bit of a snapshot for now. So.
Yes, and I will be doing an annual recording for 2017, and so I will go into the details of the year ahead in more depth. But in any case, Jupiter in Libra opposing Uranus in Aries, that can be a battle that you do with yourself. It is a stripping away process. For you to strip away from the projection of something, from the actuality of it. From the idea or opinion of what it looks like, as opposed to what's real. And it is, Jupiter in Libra opposing Uranus in Aries. Uranus in Aries is meant to pinpoint and to get to the target in a much quicker, much more direct way. So, it's a cut to the chase aspect, and it's meant to cut to the chase with greater precision. And it's going to do that by creating circumstances for you that are either incredibly opportune or stark and jarring, one way or another. And, this is not a middle-of-the-road aspect, but it is one that is meant to get you to back to the drawing board or back to the starting gate, and the right starting gate. And so this is, again, for all of us, no matter whether you have your chart is directly aligned with these transits or not, this is the general atmosphere for the year ahead. And what I think about the year ahead is again, that it's up to you to make it, right? It's up to you to make it. And one thing that is just blown my mind in 2016, it's a Saturn in Sagittarius transit, a whole new industry in false advertising, right? False news. Like, oh my God. And I was thinking about this yesterday. It's interesting that this is coming up right now, because Sagittarius, is an archetype of inflation, or exaggeration in terms of information, in terms of all of that. And it's interesting, because I think the first thing is that Saturn in Sagittarius is false news, is something that spawned a whole industry. But isn't it good that it's coming, coming to the forefront? Because up till now, maybe a lot of people have simply taken what they've read as truth, and now knowing, just tossing out the word or the label of false news makes me stop, makes all of us stop and go, wait a minute, is that true or is that not true?
Exactly.
So it's quite an interesting thing. So I think that, isn't that an interesting thing? And I think that that's kind of a statement for, as things densify, as things get saturated, we get to that pivot point, and we're still in the process of saturating with information, but it gets to a fulcrum point, and then there's a switch over, So despite the fact that I think it's quite an outrageous thing, false news, who would possibly do that? Why would you do that? But on the other hand, I think, great, because now I'm going to be more selective. Now I'm going to really read that information, and I'm really going to think about it. And that serves purpose, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, for sure. I mean, the Saturn and Sag squaring Neptune and Pisces is so much about truth versus fiction or truth versus lies, whether it's things that you're coming in touch with in your own life, or as we've experienced with the false advertising and, blatant fabrications and lies just all over the Internet or Facebook, and people just taking them lock, stock, and barrel as a truth. And so there's consequences to believing something that's not true. So,
absolutely.
Here we go.
And again, Uranus in Aries is meant to cut to the chase on that. You can't deny the fire that is there.
Yeah, no, that is true.
Yeah.
The wake-up call.
It's a wake-up call, absolutely. Exactly that. What's true and false, you know, this is from a different angle, the Jupiter-Uranus transit as well, too. And so, again, it's the opinion versus the fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the reality. Yeah, absolutely. Well, so for everyone out there, as I say, you know, if you are coming up with nothing, you know that it is just a temporary pause, that when Mars goes into Aries, even if that's not a natal signature for you, it's going to fire up in your chart someplace. Venus into Aries is going to fire up in your chart someplace. The eclipses are catalysts as well, too. So know that we're just around the corner from, you know, from a lot of action and quite a speed up time frame. So it's just around the corner. And if you can, you know, line up your ducks now. You know, and if you don't know what to do, at least clear away, you know, the debris of all of that negativity and all of that fear. And if you can just, if you can clear that out and just come to a place of where you say, I don't really know what's next, but I don't want to pollute it with fear or anxiety. I'll just, I'll sit here and I'll wait. And while you're waiting, say, you know, that that I'm also looking for inspiration. To hit me, and just even the even that kind of sense of looking for inspiration tends to make you feel like you should get up and go put some energy into finding that inspiration too. So hopefully that's a little helpful advice for today.
That's wonderful advice always, but especially now, clear the fear, right, with Uranus and Saturn in this trine right now in fire signs, just having the desire, which is an Aries phenomena, the desire, Aries Mars phenomena, to remove anything that you don't need and anything that's holding you back or weighing you down. You can jettison a boatload of that kind of energy right now. So use this time to your advantage to help clear the decks, clear some of that, those slates that you have for yourself, and to allow you to move more freely into the new year. And we'll be back, gosh, we'll be back in 2017. This will replay next week. So Happy New Year to everyone, and Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Winter Solstice, whatever holiday you celebrate. May you be blessed and safe, and we'll see you again in the new year. Namaste.